My name, calling all night. I can pull the wool while I'm being.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the On Wednesdays We Wear Black podcast. And on today's episode, we'll be talking about HBCU versus PWI students. And before we get started, I want to clap it up for our panelists today. We got Aaron representing Hampton University. We got Jeremiah representing my school, the Lincoln Pride LU. We got Kaimani B representing San Diego State University. And Alexis Stanley representing the University of Chicago. So thank you guys again for being here. I'm very excited. So the first question I wanted to draw to your attention, just the fact that I want to draw to your attention. Like in 2017, Black Twitter went on this huge debate just talking about, you know, students that attended HBCUs versus students that attended PWIs are African-American. And basically it was just a bunch of people back and forth going how, you know, the stereotypes, you know, saying anybody that attended a PWI was almost like a coon and just, you know, sellouts. And then you had that HBCU students were just, you know, a little bit uneducated than they were, and, you know, vice versa in that regard. So I wanted to ask you guys, and this goes to anybody, do you think that there is a divide between African-American students that attend PWIs and ones that attend HBCUs? Anybody can answer.
Do you mean like in regards to the relationships between the two populations or?
Yeah. I mean, come on, you kind of had a little bit of HBCU experience. I know you went to Howard for a weekend or so. So was that experience different when you met people that went to HBCU and things like that?
Honestly, I don't know if it goes into like the type of person that I am, but I didn't feel what I have heard, I guess I can say. Mm-hmm. I felt like I had a great time, met a lot of people. And then also I'm in a Greek organization. So with that being said, I think my experience is going to be different just because of that. But mm-hmm. I didn't really feel anything different, but I have definitely heard like it's a different type of environment. And even when you're Black, sometimes you feel uncomfortable going if you're not really from that school. So I've definitely heard that, but I can't necessarily relate to it.
Yeah. What about any of my HBCU people up here? You know, when you, you know, meet up with PWIs or attend PWI institutions, so like see a friend or something like that, was the experience like super different? Did you feel that divide?
For me personally, I feel like I felt the divide. Like I really felt the divide. It depends on where you go as well, because, you know, every place is what you make of it. But as far as meeting up with different Black people, from an HBCU standpoint and a PWI standpoint, you can really tell the difference, not only by the way we talk, but how the way we socialize as well. And I feel like that's probably one of the biggest things that we probably don't acknowledge enough. We feel the major difference between the way we socialize between our PWI friends and then our HBCU friends.
Right. I understand. What about you, Aaron?
I think when I think about it, the only place I really see a divide between Black college students in terms of HBCU versus PWI is on Twitter. I've never experienced it in real life. You know, I think around the people I know that have gone to PWI, you know, we have a mutual respect of our institution and recognizing that they're different, but the institutions we go to, they fit well for us.
Exactly. And what about you, Lexi? Because, you know, since we're best friends and stuff, you mean, you know, I chose a different route and things like that. So, I mean, I even remember coming to your school during Thanksgiving and, you know, it was definitely a different experience for me, but I mean, it wasn't that much of a difference. But do you think that if you were to came to Lincoln for like a homecoming or something, you would feel that sort of awkwardness?
I don't know how much awkwardness I would feel, because definitely even being someone coming from the Bay Area, coming to Chicago, the vibe was real different. People on campus move real different. So I think I would have felt that way regardless if I would have had the HBCU experience as well. But I definitely think I would have felt probably maybe a little bit more at home even.
No, I feel that. Because I know, what you say?
No, I was going to add, like, I'm a big person on not feeding into what everyone says. So with that being said, if I'm going somewhere And I know people might have the mentality that because I go to a PWI, like, she's different, I'm going to take the approach that is going to be the same environment. Because a lot of times we get caught up in what everyone on social media is saying or what you've heard through the streets, and then that affects how you move. But like, exactly. If you're a cool individual and you're able to mingle with different types of people from different backgrounds, then I really don't see why there should be an issue. Once again, I'm more on the outgoing side, so it's never really been an issue for me. But like, that's another thing. Like, we just got to make sure like our mindsets aren't controlling how we're acting. Because if you go somewhere and you're thinking like, oh, I'm gonna be treated different because I'm going to HBCU, you're gonna have a different experience. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't just have it even if you don't have that mindset, but we have to like keep in mind that the way you think does have an impact on how you feel about certain things.
Exactly. So like, that actually leads me into like my next topic about, you know, what people think. So like, I wanted to know what are some stereotypes that you feel like you get going to a PWI? And for you guys, what are some stereotypes you think we get getting that were from HBCU? Because I even remember like years ago when T.I. had his show, The Family Hustle and stuff, and they were talking about his oldest son going to a HBCU, going to Morehouse and stuff, and how a lot of the people that he was talking with, you know, were saying like, you know, don't do it. They don't know their education, this, that, and the third, and just coming up with all these different stereotypes. So for both PWI and HBCU students, like, what are the stereotypes that you think you guys face the most? It's for anybody.
I feel like the most I've heard is like HBCUs don't have the best education. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's low-key the only thing I've heard. Like, I don't really, honestly, I think, I mean, well, yeah, that, I'm gonna just keep it there. The education standpoint.
Right. Anybody else?
Same. I've kind of heard similar things where it's like about the resources that you guys have and like the resources that you don't have, more like, I guess, is what I hear a lot more about.
Yeah. What about for the PWIs, for my HBCU people? You heard anything?
Oh, man. I guess the thing that I hear is that Black PWI students chose those schools because they're part of that group of people that thinks that they're I guess what we used to call Oreos back in the day. that's what I've heard like about that. And yeah, just, and there's sometimes feeling as if they're better because they went to a PWI.
Yeah.
What
was this deep?
Okay,
I wouldn't go as far as the word Oreos, but
yeah, that might have been a stretch. My bad, but.
But I definitely heard that Blacks that go to a PWI, a different word, they're bougie. So they think they're in a higher class than the people who go to HBCU. Yeah. And one of the things that I really heard was that people from the HBCU can't work in people from HBCU, they can't work in a diverse work field. Which is totally fine, but that's for a different day.
Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot too. I think you guys definitely pointed out the generals, you know, as far as that. And now what about when it comes to the culture of the campuses? Because, you know, going to PWI, I mean, it's called PWI for a reason. There's usually not a lot of people that look like you. So I guess like what I wanted to kind of dive into was, what are some things that a HBCU has that you wish that a PWI had, and what are some things that vice versa, basically? Like, what are some things that we have as HBCU students that you two, Lexi and Kaimani, would want for your campus? And same with, question goes to you guys, HBCU people.
I think to piggyback off of just the question itself, Black people, because our campus is approximately, I think, 3% Black? Right.
What?
Between 3 and 7.
Mm-hmm. That's like your whole friend group.
That part is definitely true. Me being in Chicago, I know that.
Wow.
About it, really.
Really? What about, like, I know, like I said, since some of you have been up to HBCU campus, what are some things that we do that's different versus what you guys do?
Also, I'm not gonna lie, Greek life on HBCU campuses, there's a lot more pride and community in it. Whereas here on our campus, it's very, I mean, there's not a lot of, there isn't honestly any of the Divine Nine on our campus. There are people who are a part of like the greater Chicago chapters, but we don't even have them on our campus. So it's like, we don't even get that even little bit of visibility there.
Wait, what was the question? I had something to say, I forgot.
It was just about some things that you wish that it, that you guys had at your schools that HBCUs like have, besides just Black people. And then she was talking about Greek, and then she was talking about like Greek life and stuff like that, and how it's more pride in it in HBCUs than in PWIs are. I guess more, yeah.
Oh, I was, it was the, what do we see like is different? I think that's the part that I was gonna respond to. I think like for me, when I went to Howard Homecoming, like the number one thing that I felt was different is like, I mean, I can correct too, because I was out of town, but like I have a friend who goes to Howard and he was just saying like, it's no games. Like when you go to school, like you're on your best, you know, your best fit, because you want to just look good. And like, that's kind of something that's maintained across the population. And so for me, I'm like, shoot, at school, I'm in sweats. Like I, getting dressed for class or whatever I'm doing on campus has to be a special occasion. So he said that. And then he also was like talking to me about like housing and how like housing is kind of an issue and it's really expensive and things of that nature. And it's very expensive at my school as well. However, as far as having the accessibility, that's not as much of an issue as he explained it to me. So those are like a few things that I just, I'm like, who I've talked to and what I've seen like are a little bit different. But definitely as far as what I would like to see is by far more Black students. That's just, you know, that goes without saying. But yeah.
What about for all my HBCU folks? Like, what's something that PWIs have that you wish that us as HBCU students had?
The people that work student accounts at PWIs, do they answer the phone and respond to emails in a timely manner?
Yes, financial aid is crazy.
If so, we could use some of that a little bit more pep in the step when getting news around campus and stuff. I would say I don't know if that's something they have or don't have though.
It's probably when they call it financial aid or whoever, they right there doing the thing, you know, we got to go to financial aid, then we got to go to registrar, then we got to go to the bursar, then we got to go here. Like, you already know they've just put us in multitude of circles and stuff. What about you, Jeremiah?
Honestly, he hit on the nail with that one. That was exactly what I was about. I don't know what it is, but I don't know if it's different or not, but man, I went from financial aid to the bursar. I even went to have to go talk to my head coach about, I was like, where? I was going all over the place. So it's, yeah, that's probably one thing that I want to see different.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. And like, I guess another thing I want to ask was about the homecoming experience. Cause you know, in college, homecoming is a big deal. And I definitely have seen what HBCU college homecoming looked like versus a PWI one. So I would ask you guys, like, as far as homecoming, what are some things that you would like to bring from HBCUs to PWIs or vice versa in that sense?
I'm not gonna lie, if I can take it from here, UChicago's homecoming is gonna be whack regardless who you putting it up against. I feel like if you want a better homecoming experience from PWI, we gotta be looking at schools with the bigger football programs. Because our D3, no. So of the D1 schools where I had gone to their homecoming, just the kind of the big, huge, it's all around campus. It's a lot of school pride that I guess, I don't know if that's something that's a PWI exclusive to UChicago, but we don't really have that.
We have pride.
Go Phoenix energy.
Just keep it pushing. Yeah, I would say for HBCUs, if we just had better sports programs, then we would have a lot more fun, because I think the pride is still there. You know, we rep our orange and blue, our blue and white, you know, to the T. We always do, and homecoming is always like a legendary thing, but it's only because of the events that we put on in that, like during that week. It's not necessarily about the like the football game. We'll still go and watch them lose, but we're going to look cute and sit on the bench, you know, waving at other people and stuff like that and just chatting it up because that's just what it is. But I think for my answer to that question, it would definitely be if HBCUs had better football programs or sporting programs, I feel like that the energy would definitely be there. What about any other HBCU folks?
All right, so let me piggyback off of what you said, because a lot of HBCUs actually have a good program. It's just that we specifically go to a D2 program, so that's what it is. We did win a homecoming, so let's remember that as well.
Barely.
Hey, we won. Let's not knock it. We take a win. A win is a win. A loss is a loss, especially for LeBron James. But anyways, specifically speaking, especially one from Chicago, I have been to a University of Chicago homecoming. This is a totally different vibe. Can't even lie about it. Especially me, I have even worked on the University of Chicago campus for 2.5 years. So me being at HBCU is a totally different vibe. I feel as though HBCU students don't even go to class during homecoming. I'm just going.
No.
I have, especially my first 3 years at Lincoln. Especially my freshman year, it was like 15 people in my psychology class for the whole year, and for homecoming, it was only 4 of us there. So I can just say that for a fact that I don't even know if we do go to class. I feel like the whole week is from party. It's start party to end party, and that Sunday is recovery day.
Exactly. And I think, I don't know about for you guys, but do you guys have, for PWIs, do you guys have a week-long homecoming, or is it just that weekend?
I'm sure technically there's programming all week.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know much about the University of Chicago, but SDSU's homecoming is a pretty big deal. Mm-hmm. It's just tailored to the white population. So it's a week long of events. There's things that are going on every day. They're promoting for it. They're marketing. It's like a huge mm-hmm. thing, but everything is for the white population. Like mm-hmm. even all the way down to the performances. Like I don't even bother going because sometimes I'd be like, who even is that? Like, it's just like a waste of my time. So, and then mm-hmm. even down to the tailgate, tailgates are huge.
Right.
But once again, it just comes down to, like, when I went to Howard, it was just amazing to me, and I loved being around, like, all Black people. You know, sometimes you even looking at the white people, like, you know.
What you doing here?
You know? But at SDSU, it's just the complete opposite, but it's still a big thing. And, you know, the culture I've only been to Howard, but, like, the culture of homecoming in general, I just feel like it's a big pride thing, a big culture thing. Like, you know, you have the bands playing, everyone's looking forward to that, everyone's looking forward to the food. Like, you know, I was at the grill trying to get some food. I didn't even know who was cooking. Like, I was there, you know. You know, just little stuff like that we don't have that same kind of there's no one advocating for the Black students. Like, everything is tailored to white population, which is something that I have tried to, like, you know, put my foot in the door and kind of express my concerns about, but it's really hard to do that when the majority of everyone is white, you know, because they're like, oh, I don't want to have the baby come and perform. Well, the baby's actually, he might be safe, like, he might actually be something they want, but like, I'm trying to think of somebody that, I don't know, y'all could probably
like G Herbo or something.
Yeah, like G Herbo, or like, you know, somebody that, like, we kind of, we like as Black people, they're not going to want that person to come because they're going to feel like, I don't know the music, or it's going to create violence, or just dumb stuff like that they're going to say when it starts to be stuff that we can get turned to. So it's big at SDSU, I guess, is in short what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's almost like when I came to Lexi's homecoming at University of Chicago, Waka Flocka was the performer, and like all the Black people were turned, and like the white people that were there, they were like kind of hip to it, but not really. But like Waka Flocka was like our dude, so it was funny like seeing their reaction with that, you know, that whole concert. But like, I was gonna ask about you, Aaron, because with Hampton being like a lot smaller of a school, like, what is homecoming like for you, and that you wish that you have, like, the PWIs have that HBCUs, like, don't have for your school?
I guess with Hampton, it's really more of a Hampton-specific thing, because Hampton will go out and get a big-name artist. The year before I got there, they had Uzi. I think my sophomore year, we had Lil Baby. So they'll go and get a big-name artist. The Hampton's holdback is that they won't get any artists that's been arrested before. So that takes out some of our options of people that we would like to see and such.
Didn't you guys have the baby last year?
Yeah, I didn't go to that though. Cause, okay. And yeah, like on a personal note, I'm not a fan, but
right.
I understand that people do like him, but I think I would just like to see Hampton. I think Hampton, the thing that they like the PWIs have is just, I guess, the athletic component, and then the amount of people that we have at our school, because it is a smaller school. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think we've won homecoming every year. So I mean, I know that's obviously a positive.
Right.
But and we did move out of the MEAC too, which kind of messed things up for homecoming, because instead of playing another HBCU for homecoming, and then they bring all their fans down too, we're playing like last year, I think we played like University of Virginia Lynchburg. So like people are just like, all right, like I'm not really, like I'll go to the game, but I'm not really going to be into it.
Right, because like who are these people? And yeah, they're probably looking at the Hampton band like, ooh, they, you know, the Hampton band be grooving type, you know? No, I understand. So circling back to, you know, why we're here, you know, I wanted to ask you both, like all of you, what do you think are some of the challenges that you face being at your institution right now and being an African-American student? I just want to see if there is a difference of challenges between, you know, the students that do attend PWIs versus students that attend HBCUs, and your guys' challenges on campus, and even challenges in regards to the real world too.
I think the challenge for me is, it almost feels like in any professional space, carrying the weight of Hampton and all other HBCUs on my shoulders, which I know isn't true, but it sometimes feels like that, because when you go into an internship or an interview, it could be the first time that they're having someone from an HBCU come speak with them or come work with them.
Right.
So there's a little bit of pressure in that regard. And I would say that's one of the bigger challenges professional-wise.
What about like on campus? Do you face any challenges on campus being an HBCU student?
I mean, as much as I joke about like financial aid and communication stuff, I don't think any of the challenges are any different than what a PWI student is going to go through. I think, say, for the fact that they are going to say the most respectful way possible, they're going to have to deal with white people. And I'm not, which is really is a big deal in my opinion, but that's right. Not something I have to deal with on a daily basis.
All right. What about you, Jeremiah?
I say some of the challenges. I honestly, this speaks for both HBCU and PWI. I feel as though if you know you go to like a party school, that's probably going to be a challenge, just depending on the person who you are. Like, oh, it's a party this weekend, and, you know, you need to study for midterms or something like that. I feel as though that may be a challenge for both. As far as HBCU-wise, I think just going into the work field, just basically depending on where you go, did they previously hire anybody from an HBCU versus who did they hire from a PWI? I think that's probably about it. As far as like on campus wise, I don't see anything as far as a challenge goes, because you're going to get work regardless. You're going to get school work wherever you go. So that just focuses on that. Yeah, but it's outside, I can't really see anything.
Yeah, I was going to like mention too, because I did want to answer this question too. I would say as far as on campus, the biggest challenge for me, I still feel like that because I went to, like, not just Lincoln and not all HBCUs this is only regarding some, but as far as my experience, as far as resources that I needed, besides, you know, of course there's financial aid and stuff like that, but resources as far as advising goes, I didn't feel like that at my school, it was the best experience, and a lot of not a lot of preparation for the career field that I was trying to go into for mass communications and stuff like that. So that would say that's my on-campus challenge, but like, or my real world challenge, I would say. But I guess for on campus, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like not a lot of challenges I faced at HBCU. I felt the most comfortable being there, especially, like I said, being from California, where, you know, starting to get real gentrified, you know, and going to a place where all I see is Black people, and I feel appreciated as a woman, and I feel, you know, safe and things of that nature. Like, I wouldn't say that there is a challenge. And if there was a challenge, I know I had people to back me up on that. So that's what my answer would be. So down to my PWI girls, what would you guys say is some of your challenges in the real world and on campus?
I just had a quick question. Is the University of Chicago a small school?
It's a relatively small school. It's okay. A small school with a big campus. I think there's like 1,500 undergrads or something, like 5,000 undergrads. I think it's 5,000 undergrads.
Okay, so yeah, so that's okay. So SDSU is like 30,000 students that are undergrad, right? So big school, lots of resources. And I would even say like the challenge, it doesn't really come down to like the things that we have available. It's more so the people in those positions that are offering you these things. So, I mean, I can't speak to all PWIs. My experience at SDSU has been fairly good. I was able to like get into the Black community and meet a lot of people. I have professors that are really adamant about supporting the Black community within the university. As far as the party spectrum goes, I would say that may even be a challenge because all the parties that go on all the time are by the frat houses, the white frats, and I'm not about to be up in there getting stupid drunk, like passing out and walking in the street and stuff and doing dumb stuff like that. Like, that's just not the type of environment I'm into, and I'm not trying to be jumping up and down pumping my fists either. So that was a challenge in itself because, like, you know, when you want to have fun, it's like the Greek orgs at my school are essentially the only groups that hold parties. And because we are not just a grand number of people, I'm talking about D9, we can only have parties every so once in a while. So that means I'm going to two parties in the fall semester and I'm going to two parties in the spring semester. And that's fine. But at the same time, like, it's kind of, you know, everyone talks about SDSU as this party school, but as a Black student, I feel like I couldn't really party or have fun because it wasn't the Black students that were holding those engagements, you know? And that was the environment that I was into. So, you know, I heard about these Black people going to the parties with the, you know, the white people and stuff like that. But I was just like, I'm not feeling that because I'm not trying to have nobody say something crazy to me. And now I'm in trouble because.
Right. Say the N-word to a rap song.
Now I'm overreacted, you know? But yeah, I did, as far as SES goes and the number of students, big school, large population, Black population itself is about 4%. But because I really only move with the Black people, I feel like I even forget sometimes that there's white people there because I just kind of like, I don't really interact with them at all. Obviously besides when I have to. So I didn't notice that until I was, you know, getting involved and I kind of needed some more support. I'm like, dang, I don't really know too many white students. But so my experience, I think, is very different than what someone else might say. And truthfully, I didn't even really know there was all this beef between HBCUs and PWIs. I never really looked into it just because I've never thought of people that go to HBCUs as anything different than me besides somebody trying to get their education. Exactly. So I never thought of it that way, just besides like the little stereotypes I've heard. But like I said, my mindset is so far past that I just didn't pay attention to it. But yeah, I was gonna say something else, but I forgot.
Okay. Well, Lexi, close us out. What do you have to say?
On a social level, well, for one thing, our school, peer-wise, when it comes to the white students, our school, overall umbrella statement, our school is where fun goes to die. So there's not much partying going on anyway. But when there is very similar to her, it's like a lot of the frats are thrown by these, I mean, they're white frats throwing these parties. And we have gone to them. We don't get drunk or anything or messy drunk, but we do observe. You see the people dancing on the tables, the people getting like drunk up against the walls. Yes. The looks that we did get when people, when yes, a song would come on and word would pop out, the whole group would say, ah, together, and we would be
why?
It would just be time to go. But I mean, the thing is we are outnumbered here. And also part of it is we're constantly just being, I mean, we're constantly surrounded. And so there's kind of not much we can do. And there's, like I said, there's only 3% of us, what we have to interact with the white students on a daily basis. And from there, there's a lot of microaggressions of people who will say like things under their breath, a little like a little touch here, a little look there, a little cough, cough, affirmative action under the breath, you know? And that's kind of the reality, but then we still get our grades, we still gonna get these degrees and we gonna be out of here. And that's kind of neat. But on an institutional level, even though the resources are here and we technically have access to them, I've noticed kind of across the board when it comes to comparing my Black friends to my white friends, like how their access to those resources actually varies. Like example, mental health services on this campus. Very difficult for any of us to get seen, very difficult for any of us to get an appointment to just get evaluated or anything. Whereas I have white friends who go in, come out with a recommendation of 3 different therapists down the street. And I was like, that's very fascinating. Or even advisors. Some friends have advisors that are very on top of it, very much know everything about our school course catalog. Others who didn't get an advisor until their 4th year of college. And it's like, it's not like our school doesn't have the resources. This is UChicago. Their endowment is very large. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that to be like, okay, but why are we not, where's this trickle down of the resources? It's not there. It's not happening. So it's kind of like, although we can say, oh, we went to this PWI and our school does have these resources, it's like, do we have those resources that the school has? Exactly. And the answer is most oftentimes no, because when you guys were talking about getting the runaround from the bursar's office and the financial aid office, I was sitting in the back clapping, snapping my fingers, because it happens to us too all the time. Constantly begging, I mean, literally begging our school to pay for things that we need, like things that we literally need to get these education, to get this education, that they kind of are very tight-fisted and ham-fisted when it comes to disbursing funds.
Wait, I just have a quick question because I see the time's running out. At HBCUs, are your teachers on average Black?
Depends on the department, I would say. Because I know when I was health science major and Jeremiah's a health science major, that's where most of our Black teachers are at. A lot of African-American teachers are health science majors, but it really does vary on department. Like most English majors, most of the teachers are white. You know, I know for Mass Comm, I have a variety. I have a white teacher who's Italian. I got a, you know, Black girl as a teacher and stuff. So I would say for Lincoln, it depends on the department. I don't know about Hampton, Aaron.
Because I'm part of Hampton School of Business. I think only 2 of the teachers I've had for my business classes have been non-Black, but I know the like Hampton's math department is definitely a lot more, I guess diverse in that sense. And then my Spanish teacher, he was Korean, so my mom and I were laughing about that because it's a Korean guy teaching Spanish at an HBCU. So.
Wow. That's a lot.
Okay. Yeah, that would be a challenge for me.
I'd be confused. Like, what's going on? Like, but I think all in all from this discussion, I think what we've kind of concluded is that with the differences, you know, going on between students, African-American students that go to HBCUs and PWIs, there's still some type of similarities there and still some type of connection there. You know, we're not really trying to divide ourselves as much as we want to, but I mean, we also have, like, once we get our degrees, when we step outside that door, we gotta face a whole different demographic, which is the white people. We gotta face, you know, those people, even though you may come from San Diego State, you may come to University of Chicago, you may come from Hampton, you may come from Lincoln, we still have that you know, we still have that challenge all in all as African Americans, and that's, you know, with everything that's going on in the workforce and stuff. But thank you guys again for this podcast. I really appreciate it. Tune in, you know, next week we'll be having another topic for you guys. So stay tuned.